So hello, this is Tao Lore. Today it is the 14th of October 2025, and I'll be interviewing Kai Trinh.
Yes.
He's from Da Nang, right? Am I
Yes.
correct? Okay. And the per this interview, it will be archived and collected later to put into the library of Oklahoma State University for future academic use, as well as a reflection of the Oklahoma State University's oral historical practices. And so now I'll hand over to Kai and ask him to introduce himself and a small background about himself. So go ahead, Kai, tell us about yourself, where you were born, your name, and how it is as your upbringing during your childhood.
Okay, my name is Kai Chen, and I'm from Vietnam. I was born 2003, and maybe 22 years old right now. So you want to tell about my childhood? I have the great childhood with my dad and my grandfather from my father's side.
Now, say, I noticed that, I mean, me being a Hmong from a Southeast Asia background as well, I can understand that a lot of the time we kind of stay with one family and but not so much with the other family. Is
Yes.
that how it is with your family as well now? Like, you have a tendency to stay with your dad's side of the family more than it is with your mom's side of the family, or how did that go for you during your childhood?
I think I think 50% from my dad, 50% from my mom, because my grandfather is doesn't live with me, so they usually come to my house and visit me every week. So yeah, but I live in my grandmother's house, so
Is
that's me 50,
that
50.
50-50? Okay. Now, is that during the time you're going to school as a younger as a young child, or is that more of like going to grandma and grandpa's house to be babysitted?
I go to the Yonge Chai School.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
So that's why I'm start to study A B C D for the English, but
Okay.
I think I have no chance to speaking with the American people or the people who study English with me. So I just study for the grammar, or yes, I think for the vocabulary. I think so.
Okay. And I'll tell you, while you're studying as a young child, what does your parent do to as a to make a living, or their profession if they're part of the labor force?
From a child, I still remember my dad worked for the Toyota company in our Vietnamese, yes, our country. But he's the mechanic
Oh,
for
okay.
the Toyota, and my mom was the accountant.
Oh,
So,
Jesus, consultant.
accountant.
Oh, an accountant.
Yeah,
Oh,
accountant.
wow,
But
okay.
my mom retired very early because they have some reason between the Vietnamese war from the back. You know, in the past, Vietnamese have two party. One party is gonna be follow the American, and another from the north side is gonna want to take over the
Okay,
USA.
yeah, I remember that quite vividly, because I didn't live through that time frame back then during the Vietnam conflict, but my parents moved from Laos to Thailand was solely due to the Vietnam conflict, and but is this still somewhat the same? Like the disagreement and stuff like that, or no?
Right now, it's peaceful.
Oh, it's peaceful
Yes,
now. Okay,
peaceful.
and I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad that over decades of hard work from both North and South parties that peace is coming to effect and people can live a lot better.
Yes.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
And so with as a young, going back to your childhood, what kind of I'll say discipline or method does your parents use? Because I know that back then, unlike here in the United States, our parents, it's a bit more physical.
Yes.
In terms of discipline.
Yes.
Yeah, here we don't.
We can't do that.
But I, as a young child, I still remember that our parents are a bit more physical with us.
Yes.
Yeah, so how's their method of raising children during your childhood?
I think it's like when I have some problem, if, for example, if my dad's going to scold me or my dad want me to better, and my mom doesn't want to involve. For example, if my dad hit me, beat me,
yeah,
my mom's gonna be ignored, and she's gonna talk with me later. Okay, because you is do the bad thing, so that's why your dad want beat you to want you's gonna be better person like that, kind of like that.
Okay. Okay.
And my grandmother, she's never beat me, but she just talk. But when she talk, I'm crying.
Okay.
I don't know why. Every word is very emotional. So,
okay. So, from the sound of it, it sounds like you have a very good, strong, very positive bond with your grandparents.
I say.
Okay.
Yes.
And so, I think that's a lot of the time. I think that's also how it is with many Asian families.
Yes.
Yeah, my grandparents, sometimes they do give us the luxury of doing what we want more so than our parents.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
And so I can understand what you're coming from on that part.
She's for protect me.
Oh yeah.
From my dad.
It's like you. Our father is the one that enforced the regulation, the
mm-hmm.
discipline, and then our mother and the aunt, uncle, and grandparents are the one who come back and help us build and put things into perspective again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, after, say, between your I would say about 10 years of age to, like, you're 18, mainly during your adolescence, how's that for you, like growing up and going to school, compared to when you were a much younger child?
I don't know why. When I growing up, exactly from the high school, I was the bad kid. Very
okay.
bad kid. I don't know
okay.
why, because from the my dad is work very far away from my city.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why at that time I very bad. I didn't listen anything about my mom said.
Okay.
And I was joined to the bad kid group, I think so.
Okay.
The kid group. I'm not do the, like, I have some friends but older than me, 5 or 6 years old in
okay.
my country.
Okay.
But they are do the gambling for get the money.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't go in the gambling for make the money from another people. I just joined, enjoy play, hanging out and fight with other people.
Okay. Okay.
So that's why in I think 11th grade, I have the record, but it's not. Yeah, I don't know how to say. It. It's like I didn't want to involve, but my friends call me and I just take a ride. I throw my friends behind me, and I didn't want to fight. And
okay.
when we come. And when we arrived to the store, and all my friends used some of the material stuff to fight with other people. And I just see, hey, and maybe 15 or 20 minutes away later, and then I heard somebody, like the resident outside, they said, hey, police come, you call the police?
Uh-huh.
And I heard, and I yelling to my friends, hey, police come back. We done.
Okay.
And then when I come into the store, I tell to my friends, not the people use the beer, throw it into
beer,
my head. So that's why.
The beer bottle.
Yeah, the beer bottle throw it in my head.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but now it still have the some stick behind my head.
Oh, you feel like there's a bump there?
Yeah. It,
okay.
I don't know, like you can touch it.
Okay.
This way. I don't know why. And then I feel very very tired.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know why at that time my anger is growing.
And yeah.
I go out of my bike and I take the material stuff.
Yeah.
And I come back. I hit his maybe 2 times.
Okay.
He said today I'm loose, but tomorrow it's not. So that's why my anger grew a bit more. And I hit 2 times in his head, and the blood started bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when we come back, return back to our house, I know the news in my district.
Yeah.
They was on the notify the people who break the stuff in the restaurant, the store, and hit another people.
Okay.
But then another people is like, that's kind of fair. They didn't report to the police.
Okay.
But because the resident called the police, so
uh-huh.
that's why we got arrested.
Okay.
And
okay.
then when I'm not in the jail, I'm caught in by the police in the office,
uh-huh.
and I was in the office. They want to slap me. But I know my mom. I knew my mom, so didn't slap me. And then my mom bailed me out.
Uh-huh.
Bailed me out.
Okay. $15,000.
So okay. didn't have any record on that.
Okay, now, is that $15,000 in USD? Or
USD.
It? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Equivalent.
Yeah, okay.
Some of my friends got in this 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, you know what? I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad that you made an amazing turnaround from, you know, being a somewhat carefree adolescent to a very well mature and adult. You know, and I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
I'm happy to be in your presence, and so it's an honor to do this interview with you. So, you know,
thank you.
And to some extent, I want to thank you for turning back around.
Thank
I think
you.
A lot of people who gone through similar situations have a very difficulty turning back around and making something good out of their life again. So you know, I'm glad and thank you for turning back around.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because when I finished the high school
uh-huh.
and the police didn't tell to my school, and the school allowed me to study more,
continue
my study.
Yeah.
And then, when I finished the high school and go to the college to another city.
Yeah.
And at that time, I always go to the coffee shop alone.
Okay.
And I kept think, I have thought through every detail of my day in the bus.
Uh-huh.
And I did that. And my mom crying every day. And she worried about me. And then, no, I need to change. I don't know, I need to change.
You know, I think in part, because you as a person have a very good heart. That's what I believe. You have a very good heart. You have a good soul, and you have amazing mentors. And when I say mentors, I'm referring to your parents, you know, especially your mom and your dad. You know, they're your first line of defense, and they're your first line of offense as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that they play a very important role, like any other parents, you know. And so with their mentorship, with their guidance, and especially from your grandparents, mending your wounds, the emotional, the mental wounds, you know, after you being scolded by your parents, I believe that plays a very big role in your upbringing, you having a good heart, you being a good person. That's why you didn't walk through that threshold to being a criminal,
yes.
you know? And so that's what I believe, you know, why
you
were able to come back. You know? And So what other, aside from going to school, what other disciplines do you practice, both in Vietnam and in the United States as well?
In the United States, I think we must have the discipline, because everybody always busy. It's not my country. Because our country, our parents can make the food for us and take care of everything, and we just go here and sleep. Yep. But in America, it's different. We need to take care of ourselves by ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And I put some time schedule for study.
Okay.
Or for study English.
Uh-huh.
I usually study English from 7 p.m. to 8 and a half.
Gonna
listen some podcast something, even though I can understand 100%.
Yeah,
I will write in the paper and try to translate it to Vietnamese. And the one thing is, we need to say active.
Yeah,
we need to don't shy about that. If you don't understand something, just ask another people.
That is one of the, I believe that's one of the number one key to success. As long as someone's willing to teach you, ask away. Or anything you don't understand. Yeah.
And if you don't know, just say you don't know.
That's very true. Very true. That's a lot of integrity, and that's a lot of transparency there.
Yes.
Yeah. And now tell you, what are the different languages as part of our extended disciplines? What prompt you to pick English as the language to learn, or
why I choose the English?
Yeah,
because I don't know why. When I was a child, my mom said you need to study English. Maybe from the war, the American, the war with Vietnam. So I think my mom said I need to study English, and we have the English subject during primary school to the college. Even if I want to finish the degree in the university in my country, you need to pass the TOEFL.
Really,
you need to get the English degree.
Even
though you got A plus every subject, but you didn't know, you didn't pass the English test, you don't get the degree.
Okay.
You won't get the degree.
Wow, that's that's something new for me. Yeah.
Really?
I did not know that.
Yes, and another part is gonna be French, but it's not popular in my country.
Now, let's say you can pick one or the other, French or English.
English.
And you, as long as you complete all the criteria in one or the other, then you will be able to get your degree. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now, say with the English language, say that in Vietnam, is it very well used over there, or what do you, let's say that if someone is fluent in English, what can they do with the English language over there in Vietnam?
They gonna do the TikTok or social media to advertisement, I think so.
Okay.
For their class.
Okay.
I heard some people have the 9 point in IELTS. 9 point.
9 point?
Out of 10. IELTS English, I think.
Uh-huh.
And they're gonna open the classes for people who wanna study.
Okay.
And they're gonna encourage the new learner to study vocabulary first.
Okay.
Grammar.
So, in a sense, it's learn it, and then you carry that wisdom, knowledge, and then teach that to like new and rising students. Am I correct in that sense?
Yes, encourage the new learner.
Okay. Now, say, are there a lot of businesses that use English as part of their, I want to say, part of their daily negotiation or stuff like that, where they implement a lot of English language in their business. I'm talking about business that are out to make money and stuff like that.
They focus on the quality.
Oh, the quality.
The quality. The quality.
Okay. So if
but some of the other people, I don't know, but it depends on the people.
Okay.
Some people want to make the money.
Okay.
So 50-50.
Okay. Now, would you say that if between two individuals, I'd say that one speaks English and then the other one doesn't speak English, would the one who speaks English is a preferred candidate for an employer?
For example, I don't know his name. His name is Tung. I think so. He's got 9 points for the IELTS.
Okay.
And he opened the classes for the new learner. Uh-huh. They very, his English is his passion, so he wants to introduce and provide all of his knowledge to the student. It's good with the affordable price for the learner. But I have some of the news in my country.
Yeah.
Do you know Shark Tank? Shark Tank, right? Shark Tank? Shark Tank?
You know what? I am not sure what that is, but
it's gonna be support the money for the people who start business.
Oh,
sometimes
I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it's okay. Yeah. So he's the businessman, but he opened the series of English language English language second class for the whole Vietnamese. 54 city in my country. He just want focus on the money.
Okay.
He use his name to get more learner.
Uh-huh.
And then they are broke right now. And right now he's in the jail because he cannot pay the salary for a teacher, and he didn't provide the American teacher for the student. So that's why they want to get money back.
Okay.
He broke right now.
Yeah, I think when it comes to the English language and in terms of sharing knowledge and helping each other, there are a lot of non-profit organizations in the United States as well as churches that from time to time they do missions, and I believe a lot of them are willing to help, although it will be different from one organization to another. But I think that there are organizations like that out here in the United States that are willing to help. We just have to find the right group.
Yeah, the right group, the right person.
Yeah. I'd say with not studying English and going to school, you have come this far. Now, what do you plan to do with your education, your future goals and stuff like that?
Right now, I'm still studying English language second because I need to improve my listening and speaking, because I want to go to the college. I want to study mechanic vehicle like my dad on the bus. But when I come to the Tusa Technology, maybe 2 years ago, and she said, I think your English is not good enough for understand the teacher in the class, because we didn't have any translator during the class for you. So I first need to improve your English.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why.
And that was 2 years ago?
Years ago. No, 1 year and a half.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, I think, I noticed that with English as a second language, and English is also my second language.
Yeah.
But I noticed that there's a very big difference between being able to pronounce the actual word versus understanding the word. Let's say certain words that I have difficulty pronouncing, but on the other hand, I fully understand it. I fully understand the meaning of the word. It's just that I can't pronounce it. And I used to have a lot of trouble with that as well. I don't know how exactly how difficult it is for you, but I know that when it first started, pronunciation was a big thing. The understanding of it, not so much.
So, how many years you stay in the industry?
Well, I came here when I was 8 years old.
Why. You was born in America.
I don't have a lot of memories of Thailand, and so I have more memories of the United States than I do with Thailand. Yes. I would say, given that, I'd say that everything works out well, and the things that you want, the things you desire, as well as the things you need, and pretty much all your wishes. Say that if all your wishes is fulfilled by tomorrow, how does that tomorrow look like to you?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, I'd say that all your wishes fulfilled, you get everything you want, everything you need. How does that life look like to you?
I know it's explain that, but every day in America was great for me.
Okay.
Because I can go to school to study new language. I met my friends, and then I'm gonna go to work.
Okay.
I'm making money, and that's what perfect. And then at night I'm gonna eat with my family together, sharing the day, how's the day so far. So I think that's good.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Every day in America.
Okay. Now, I'll say to you, do you see yourself as an entrepreneur at all or no?
Excuse me?
As an entrepreneur? Like somebody, instead of working for somebody, you are the employer that other people work for?
I think most of people want to be the employer.
Uh-huh.
Most of the people want to be the employer. So I think I want to be to employer someday.
Okay.
Just
trying
my best. I think so.
Yeah, I think that being a mechanic, it's a good start, especially in the U.S. I don't know how hard it is to start a company of your own in Vietnam, but in the U.S., you can start a company very, very easily. And I don't know about the citizenship or working visa or stuff like that. I don't know how that will come into effect, but I'd say that if you're giving that legally you're allowed to work and start a company of your own, it's very easy to start one. I think the hard part is to find the money to move forward. So if you know how to find the money, which is pretty much bank and private investors, then I believe you can be an employer of your own.
But, thank you.
Yeah.
Maybe 30 years later.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, yeah. I think that's pretty much it. Now, I'd say, are you okay if down the line, if I have any other questions, that are you okay with me contacting you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Everything's perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
You got my email, by all means.
Uh-huh.
Email me if you need something or clarification on certain things. So I'm open for that. If you want, I can give you my phone number as well.
Yes.
I see myself in the future as somebody who will work around the globe.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure one of these days, between now to the next 20 years, I will be in Vietnam. And I will be in Laos. I'll be in Thailand
because
I have plans to work around the globe.
Oh,
yeah. So
for work.
Yeah, for work.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, I want to have my own cybersecurity company.
If you're good at English and you have more than two or one or two languages, you're gonna make maybe a big salary in my country.
Okay.
For example, if you make $1,000 You just spend $200 for months, everything,
okay.
rent and food or stuff like that, because it's very cheap.
Okay.
And
okay.
You can spend $5 or $10 for a day.
Really?
Yes, it's cheap. It's very cheap.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, $5, $10.
That's
like,
good.
Over here, you can hardly get anything.
Yeah, you see, you're gonna get the coffee with milk. That's very delicious. Like
oh,
that.
The condensed milk.
Yes, the condensed thing, so like that, or like that.
Yeah.
With ice, it's just maybe $2 or $1.
Oh wow!
Even 50 cents, I think so. In the local store, 50 cents, I think so.
Oh, and that is nice. That's
nice.
well, thank you, Kai.
I appreciate
the time, and I thank you for the elaboration of your part of your life. And so, thank you for sharing. And yeah, you let me know if you need anything, and if there is anything that I can help out, I'll do one thing.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Very great experience with you, Taolo.
Oh, same here.
Yes.
Same here.
Thank you.
It's an honor.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, all right.